Speak into the microphone. Don't hold it down here. To those of you, to those of us of an age, the name George Kennan is not unfamiliar. For those of you who have never heard the name, he was a mid-20th century Foreign Service officer, ambassador, statesman, scholar, philosopher, and a whole host of other things. And a writer. And I quote, "There have been three kinds of reactions that I, like so many other people, have from time to time felt the impulse to put on paper. There were the intimate ones, there were the intellectual ones, and there was a third category. This third category of writing operates in the no man's land between the two others, borrowing a bit from both, contributing a bit to both. It might be described as the effort to depict isolated bits of reality, casually observed in a manner that, while as faithful as possible to the features of the scene observed, also reveals something of its inner meanings." May 13, 1956, California, again, this time for research at the Hoover Library in Palo Alto. "My mind keeps plugging and tugging at the riddle of this California area, trying to capture its essence, to define its differentness, to establish its relationship to that which exists elsewhere in this world. From this process, nothing emerges but fragmentary thoughts and insights, irreverent, exaggerated for purposes of illustration, none, of course, adequate to the purpose. California is outwardly one-dimensional in the emotional sense. Looking at the faces, listening to the snatches of conversation, one wonders whether there is such a thing as anguish, whether it exists at all, whether in fact there is even any anguish in love, or whether this too comes, is experienced, passes, and dies with the same cheerful casualness that seems to dominate all the other phenomena of existence. These people, these Californians, practice what for centuries the philosophers have preached. They ask no questions, they live seemingly for the day, they waste no energy or substance on the effort to understand life. They enjoy the physical experience of living. They enjoy the lighter forms of contact with an extremely indulgent and undemanding natural environment. Their consciences are not troubled by the rumblings of what transpires beyond their horizons. If they are wise, surely then the rest of us are fools. California reminds me of the popular American Protestant concept of heaven. There is always a reasonable flow of new arrivals. One meets many, not all, of one's friends. People spend a good deal of their time congratulating each other over the fact that they are there. Discontent would be unthinkable, and the newcomer is slightly disconcerted to realize that now, the devil having been banished and virtue being triumphant, nothing terribly interesting can ever happen again. Let's take a moment and sit with our thoughts. The mystery is that we are connected even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.